Let's move on now to talk about parts. Parts integration. The six-step reframe. Now, this has been now superseded by parts integration, visual squash, which we're going to be demoing in a short while, and you're going to be doing it. This is the a classic NLP pattern, and we don't teach it anymore, although it's still master practice material, so you need to know it. So it's still practitioner material, beg your pardon. It's still practitioner material, and... So we're teaching it now. So let's cover it real quick. So someone has a problem, a problem part, and you want to reframe it or identify the problem behavior, and you set up communication with the part that is responsible for the behavior. So you basically ask them to go inside and say, I'd like to talk to that part inside of you that's the problem. And you set up a signal, a yes or no signal. That can be like a nod, for example, or a shake of the head. Could be a movement of the finger, for example, for yes or no. We'll teach you about it in a minute. Don't worry about this. I'm whizzing through it because it's important that you know it, and I've taught you it, but we're going to supersede it. And then once you've done that, you identify the positive, highest intention of the part and acknowledge that part. So we say to the part, okay, good. So what's the highest intention of this part? And you chunk up to a highest intention. And then we thank that part. And then fourth, we go, okay, we create new choices for achieving the intention of detailed identified in step three. So we basically ask the problem part to go to the creative part inside the person and generate a number of alternative choices of different types of behavior to solve the problem. Which is why this has now been superseded, because it actually installs parts rather than actually has them go away. And I still need to teach you it. So get three or more new behaviors from the creative part. So if you haven't got a creative part, you see, you've got to go and make one up, which isn't good. We don't want parts, you see. What we want is wholeness. Once you've done that, check in for congruency of the new choices with all other possible parts. If no, go back to step four, create more choices. If yes, proceed to step six, which is just test and future pace. That's it. You won't probably ever use that, okay? Because what I'm going to teach you is way better, and at least you've heard it one time. Good. So let's talk about parts in general now. Let's talk about parts in the nervous system. What is a part? Dan and I was obviously watching last night. Interesting enough, we were watching Primal Fear. You've seen the film Primal Fear with Richard Gere? If you're not sure, it's the film where he plays a lawyer, and there's a young altar boy that's played by Ed Norton. And he kills the priest, and there's a trial and stuff, and Richard Gere's defending him. It appears throughout the whole movie that he's got personality, multiple personalities, the lad. As it turns out, he isn't. He was faking it, as it happens. It's an interesting film. So I'll spoil it for you now if you haven't seen it. And it's still really good to watch anyway. It's really good. So basically what happens is, in the nervous system, whenever we get a significant emotional event or series of significant emotional events, what can happen is, I'm losing my pen. I've lost my my marker pen. Oh, right. Okay, thanks. Great. Thank you. So in the nervous system, because the psyche... If the psyche can't handle it, what it does is it wraps those vessels apart. This is the whole of the nervous system. The page is the whole of the nervous system. And this is one of the. This is a part of the person. part is created in the nervous system, literally, to protect it. So this part becomes an alter ego almost. And that's when we get to the multiple personality level. What happens is we've got several parts in the nervous system, and they don't talk to each other. As in the neuro connections between these parts, there's almost no connection whatsoever. So they don't recognize each other. That's when it's at the level of a multiple personality. When it's at the level where it's just like a part inside of you, then what happens is it's a part, but there are neuro connections, so it does talk, but they're not, if you like, they're not very strong. And what we're seeking to do is we're seeking to create wholeness in the nervous system, because that's how you're born into the world. Before many of the stuff happened to you, for example, and what we do is we tend to create these parts, if you like, inside of ourselves. We've got parts of your mum inside of you, parts of your father. You pick all these things up, if you like, and it ceases to be you, a whole person, if you like. And so what we do is, what we find is in certain situations, you find yourself behaving differently around different people. Or in certain situations, you behave differently. Or sometimes, for example, it might be that... Okay, so in a certain situation, it might be that you react very, very extremely in one situation, completely extremely, rather than just being yourself. Because if the idea is for you to be yourself in every situation, that's somebody who's completely, you know, whole, if you like. They are always the same kind of person, no matter what the situation. So let's have a look at how that's created in the nervous system. So everyone starts out whole. And it's basically based on thresholds of pain. So, for example, if you were systematically abused, for example, then that's obviously a big, big shock. Big pain sends you right up the scale. But maybe just something happens in your life, for example, something happens that's really engages your interest, for example. They're not going to recreate a part. All you're going to grow is going to like, oh, that's interesting. It's like a notion or an idea forming in your mind. I wonder what that was about. If it's stronger than that, you might create a negative anchor. You create an inefficient strategy or an away from value. That's master pack material. Indeed. You may start the beginning of a gestalt of negative emotions. Or you may create a limiting belief or a limiting decision about yourself. Let's say this is a series of events, okay, of events of the same kind of type, yeah? And all these events, for example, they create, for argument's sake, they create anger, okay? So if you imagine this is like a string of pearls, what holds all the pearls together is the anger, okay? So what happens is because this isn't fully expressed, and a person holds it in, for example, or they displace it, or they don't get the learning from the event, what happens is they keep recreating events of the same type, creating what we call a gestalt of memories or a gestalt of emotions. So that what happens is, obviously down the line here, what happens is when they experience this event here, they don't just experience this event. They always experience what's behind it at the same time. So it's like when this trigger's fired off, you get to experience all of this very quickly in one go. This is where you get this very much ab reaction. You've all got gestalts, I'm sure of it. When someone fires off a psychological trigger for you, you ab react because you're not experiencing this, you're experiencing the whole of this. You run the whole thing. What would happen is if you dealt with this here, what happens is, then the string is detached and the whole of the pearls drop out, fall to the floor. So what happens is you're angry, but it's okay because it's just an anger in the moment, which is just there to tell you someone's violated a boundary. You make a decision, you do something about it, you enforce your boundary, fine, you move on. That's it. That's how life works when you enforce your boundaries first time. If not, you create a gestalt. So if you have, for example, a negative experience, then you could create a negative anchor inefficient strategy and away from value, as in there's like a strong emotion that you want to move away from, as in there's lots of pain around this emotion, so therefore I want to do anything I possibly can to avoid ever having to feel that emotion in the future. That's not a good thing, because obviously from a perception, from don't think of a blue tree thing, you're going to get more of it anyway. That doesn't work. Ideally, there's different, Tony Robbins does it a different way. My firm belief is that you actually don't want to have any away from values. There's a school of thought that says you want to have, these are things I want to avoid having. Personally, why would you want to avoid having anything? Because otherwise that sets you up to be fearful of, oh, I don't want to feel it. Actually, you want to say, like, anything's possible and I don't care. It's fine, I want to be me. That says you're free, you see, as a person. That's my personal opinion. So we want to get away from values. And then, and any gestalt might show up at this point, negative emotions, limiting belief or decision. If we go one level above that, we may create a part, which is what we're going to deal with now, a compulsion or revulsion. We deal with those at Master Practitioner. Indeed. And at a level above that, multiple personality, psychiatric disorders, psychological disease, and the DHS stands for Dirkhammer Syndrome. That's just to do with a model of medicine, which was devised by a guy called Dirkhammer. Again, this is all about how we create disease in our own body based on significant emotional events. Because if you imagine it, for example, you get some shocking news of some kind and it really hits you from the blue, like a bolt from the blue, and it hits your psyche very suddenly, like, and you have this big lot of fear. Do you think it's possible the blueprint might suddenly get affected by that? Yeah, and you might recreate. That's exactly what we're talking about here. And obviously that's the work that Richard Mote does around healing those kind of conditions. So it's very powerful. And what we're talking about here is a part. So that's how we deal with those in the nervous system. What determines whether a part or is created or not is the intensity of the thing, the intensity of the event. You know, is it a bolt from the blue, a shock out of somewhere, or is it something that's consistently happening all the time at that level as well? Those two things will actually affect it. What also affects it is the person's psyche already to deal with events like that. So if you're already a strong person and you've got a flexible nervous system, we call it, as in it's able to deal with these kind of things, then what will happen is you're able to handle those things even more. But if you've got a rigid, for example, nervous system, then you're more likely, for example, to manifest one of these things. And we all have parts. Everybody has parts inside of us at some level.